One of the Army's largest combat units has returned from Iraq. For months, soldiers from the 4th Infantry Division and Task Force Iron Horse have been slowly making their way back to the States. This week, the last of the division's troops returned to the Fort Hood Army Post in Killeen, Texas. Yesterday, the whole unit was treated to a Texas-sized welcome home party. From member station KUT in Austin, Ben Philpott reports.
Cannon fire began the official welcoming ceremony for the 4th Infantry Division, known as the 4th ID. The blasts echoed across the windy parade grounds at Fort Hood. Thousands of troops stood in formation as the canvas wraps that have covered the flags of each unit since they left Iraq were removed, designating the troops' return.
On behalf of President Bush and Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, the Chief of Staff of the Army, and the entire Army family, welcome home.
Along with the homecoming were many tributes to the 79 soldiers from Iron Horse who were killed during the year-long deployment. There were also chances to celebrate the division's accomplishments, including capturing Saddam Hussein.
Iron Horse soldiers conducted over 3,100 ambushes, resulting in over 11,600 enemy detained. Among the most notable detainees were four of the top 55, including Saddam Hussein.
As the ceremonies for the troops ended, the celebration for the families began. But this was no small reception. This party stretched several blocks and included two large stages delivering about 12 straight hours of music and entertainment. Performers included Jessica Simpson, Ludacris, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, and Randy Travis. Edward Powell is president and CEO of the USO. His group helped organize the event.
This is probably the largest USO event that I think has ever been. We'll have tonight at the show, we've heard numbers as high as 60,000.
Along with the singers, comedians, and scantily clad cheerleaders, there were dozens of other things to do. Rock climbing, video games, and even a carnival, which had dozens of rides including a Ferris wheel, tilt-a-whirl, and bumper cars. The line for most rides stretched about 100 yards. Returning soldier Christopher Shaw was waiting patiently with his three kids in the bumper car line. But it's a wait he gladly takes.
Yeah, being in Iraq and being in 120-degree weather and you know, walking around with a weapon versus being here, getting ready to go on a bumper car, it's nice. I think I'd rather take the bumper car.
But even this celebration isn't as large as Fort Hood would like it. As soldiers from 4th ID were coming home, the post's 3rd Cavalry was deploying to replace them. And spouses, like Bridget Bowens, whose husband is a staff sergeant in the 4th ID, know the troops could be headed back to Iraq.
I don't worry about what's next because I feel whatever comes next, we can handle it, whether it just be our family or the military. Yeah, I'm comfortable. Everything is great.
For NPR News, I'm Ben Philpott.